familiar with abracadabra as a magical phrase used by sort of corny old-time magicians. Actually, it's an ancient magical spell that goes back to ancient Aramaic and came through Hebrew. It really is Hebrew. It means I create, abra, what, ka, I speak, dabra. The oldest attestation of the in literature of this spell is actually in one of my favorite, completely obscure Latin poets, a guy named Quinctius Serenus Samonicus. I've actually done another podcast on the preface of his Liber Medicinalis, which I love. It's a sort of invocation of Apollo. It's very beautiful. Okay, so Liber Medicinalis is a collection of therapeutic recipes, most of which are really completely ridiculous. He sort of took the craziest things out of Pliny and other sources and put them together, and it's this one kind of falls into that category. It's a cure for a fever, a recurring fever called hemitritios. And you'll let me read you the translation of what he recommends. He says, the malady the Greeks called hemitritios is more deadly. None of our ancestors could name this disease in our own language, nor did they feel the need to. On a piece of parchment, write the so-called abracadabra several times, repeating it on the line below. But take off the end so that gradually individual letters, which you will take away each time, are missing from the word. Continue until the last letter makes the apex of a cone. Remember to wind this with linen and hang it around the neck. Many people say that the lard of lion is also effective, and I don't know where you're supposed to get lion lard in ancient Rome, but there you have it. So you get the picture. This is an inverted triangle with abracadabra on the top, and removing one letter as you go down into an inverted to the tip of an inverted triangle. Serenus was actually quite influential in the Middle Ages. There are upwards of 20 manuscripts surviving from as early as the 9th century. And there's a really interesting passage in Daniel Defoe's Journal of the Plague Year, where he talks about some of the unfortunate poor in London doing exactly what Serenus suggested, that is, abracadabra in an inverted triangle, written on a piece of paper, tied around your neck, to attempt to ward off the plague. And he sort of speaks very movingly about the sort of folly of these kinds of efforts. So this stuff has a very ancient history. The Latin here is pretty good. The thing about Serenus is that he's a lousy, you know, doctor, but the poetry is fantastic. It says something about, you know, Roman educational practices in the 3rd century that you know, they can still write awesome hexameters, but oh my God, they have just no idea about medicine. So it's sort of sad testament to the flaws in their intellectual culture. Anyway, let me give you the Latin now, and things to listen for will be, you'll hear the abracadabra on line 4, and he talks about this word hemitritios. It's the very first line, and he says that, you know, not only did we not say that in Latin, but you know, just, there's no Latin word invented for that. So we've clearly got some sort of Greek sources happening. I cut off this passage, you know, before the end. There's some textual issues later on, but it sort of goes on with more of these types of crazy cures. All right, so here is Quinctius Serenus Simonicus's cure for hemitritios, which is a kind of recurring fever. And this dates, again, to around the 3rd century, roughly. Mortiferum magis est, quod Graecis hemitritios vulgatur verbis. Hoc nostra dicere lingua non potuer ulli, puto nec voluere parentes. Inscribes cartae, quod dicitur abracadabra. Saepius et subter repetes, sed de trahe summam et magis atque magis desint elementa figuris singula, quae semper rapies et caetera figes, Donec in angustum redigatur littere conum. His lino nexis colum redimire memento. Non nulli memorant adipem prodesse leonis,